Welcome to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from December 7th, 1995.
From the high desert in the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, or in more cases, good morning, and welcome to the best in live, overnight, unscreened, unpredictable, spontaneous talk radio. That's what we've got right here. We call it Coast to Coast AM. Glad to have you along. And I was remiss last night in not welcoming yet another new affiliate, WMTN, in Mobile, Alabama. Good to have you on board, Mobile, Alabama. There's 710 on the dial in Mobile, and I'm sure dominate the market. Or if not, they will be shortly. This is kind of an eclectic radio program. A listener named it that, and I've kind of liked it ever since. We do all kinds of things. And I'll kind of outline where we're going tonight here in a second. I just heard a bit of news on our radio network that they plan, or they're trying to ban Saturday night specials in Hollywood, California. And you know something? I have no idea what a Saturday night special is. It's a gun. Is it a gun that looks cheap? Or do you set a limit on how much the gun costs to determine that it is a Saturday night special? Is it a gun only used on Saturday nights? You know, I've heard this expression for a long time, and I never have been able to figure out what a Saturday night special is. So one of you anti-gunners out there can probably help me out. What is a Saturday night special? There is a lot of news, but I have cornered a guest for next hour, who should be of some interest. You may recall the Nightline program a few nights ago that dealt with remote viewing. Well, I got a fax from Norio Hayakawa, which reads the following. It's kind of interesting. Major Ed Dames, U.S. Army retired, has decided to go public art with his involvement in the U.S. government psychic spy operations. In response to the half-truths, did you hear that, half-truths, and disinformation about the project now being disseminated by CIA and others, as reported most recently on the ABC Nightline program of 11-28-95. Dames is the man who actually helped create the psychic espionage unit of the U.S. Army's Department of Military Intelligence, heading its operation for about a decade, leading all of its major operations and serving as its only training officer during the project's entire 28-year history. Now, the major cannot speculate on why the CIA and others have begun this program of disinformation, though he has some ideas. What he can and apparently will talk about are other projects not mentioned, Sunstreak, Grill Frame, Center Lane, Stargate, I like that one, as well as Scannate. None of these were ever mentioned. They are also apparently government programs. So this would be the man who would know. He ran his unit under the charter of the DIA, Army INSCOM, but also NSA, DIA, NEA, Navy, Air Force, in other words, all the spooks. And it should be very interesting to find out what Nightline told us that was wrong and what Nightline did not tell us at all. And I thought you would be very interested in that. And he has agreed to come on for an hour at midnight. So we'll talk to him. We'll find out. Now, it was launched 6 years ago. Galileo has made it to Jupiter. It took 20 years of scientific work, and it was indeed, and they needed one, a good day for NASA. The probe was launched right on schedule. It transmitted photographs and data back to Galileo. The 750-pound probe deployed by Galileo entered the atmosphere, parachutes popped out, data began streaming in. And it continued for 75 minutes until the probe disintegrated as it entered the denser aspects of Jupiter's atmospheres, plural. At any rate, then Galileo did a rocket burn, placed itself in orbit. It will stay there for a couple of years, look at the moons of Jupiter, and look more at Jupiter, and then finally burn up in Jupiter. We will not get the first data it has sent for several weeks. The first photographs should be here by summer. It's very interesting. We don't know a thing about Jupiter. Very little. It's about 1,500 times the size of Earth. Now, what is interesting about Jupiter is one of the layers of atmosphere, and I know this is very hard for a lot of people to understand, including me, is made up of water. That's right, water. Just like the stuff comes out of your tap. That is part of the atmosphere. In fact, some speculate Jupiter may be nothing but many atmospheres. It is possible that there might be life. If there was going to be life, there would be life in the water portion of Jupiter's atmosphere. Now, whether or not it got down that far in 75 minutes of parachute descent, I don't know. But one would hope it did. It came streaking in at about 100,000 miles an hour. That's fast. 50 times the speed of a bullet. And reached temperatures exceeding those on the surface of the sun, and yet survived, apparently, to send back information to us. You've got to wonder if there is some life on Jupiter, what that life thought about what came down. Maybe we just provided Jupiter's Socorro crash or Roswell crash. You'd have to wonder how any life there would view it. At any rate, it will be weeks or months before we get all the information that we will have coming. Fascinating. Fascinating. Abortion. The Senate voted to ban rare late-term abortions, 54 to 44. That is not veto-proof, and the president will veto it. And what he cites is the life of the mother. And here I do agree. It seems to me that if there is any justification for abortion ever, it is rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Now, how can you outlaw a procedure designed to save the life of the mother? It seems to me you cannot. So, if this really is what the president is vetoing it for, I would agree with it. And I am generally pro-life, but I mean, that's ridiculous. You don't outlaw something that would guarantee the mother would die. So you know, you can't tell about words and how the president puts things and what's really in the bill. But if that is the issue, I would tend to agree with that, certainly. Then there is the continuing forever budget battle. There was, as advertised, a seven-year so-called budget submitted by the president. He says he can balance the budget in 7 years, and he does it by protecting Medicare, Medicaid, education, the environment, and doesn't even raise taxes on working families. Now, that's quite a feat, if you can do it. Trouble is, he hasn't done it. Representative John Kasich, Republican budget chairman, said this is a tremendous disappointment. And, quote, they better come back to the table in a hurry because, frankly, we're running out of time. They've missed the mark by $400 billion minimum. The White House is saying privately, officials at the White House, that the December 15th deadline to either budget or bust is impossible. So at this moment, unless they talk and get it on, it looks like the government will close down just as U.S. troops en masse set foot in Bosnia, which is my next topic. the deployment is picking up pace. GIs from around the country, Germany, other areas in Europe, are moving toward Bosnia. Airplanes are taking off. Turns out the U.S., us, is going to get to patrol one of the bloodiest, most dangerous areas in Bosnia, an area called the Pasovina Corridor. It is a pass, so named, a narrow pass, and it has been fought over with much blood spilled throughout the length of this war. Thousands have died there. It is a high location in the mountains, wet, cold, presently full of mud, defended from trenches. NBC was there and continued to hear sniper fire. Snipers continue their work there. And we're going. In Washington, one half fully of the U.S. House of Representatives, including about a dozen Democrats, endorsed a one-line letter to the president. Simply said, quote, "We urge you not to send ground troops to Bosnia." That is a message from the House. The president continues to insist he doesn't need congressional approval to send troops, and in fact, they're already on the way. This from DJ in Phoenix. "Dear Art, I just heard on the Bob Mohan show, that's down on KFYI, that Clinton has promised U.S. ground troops to be deployed in the Golan Heights area in order to ensure peace between Israel and Syria." Well, that'd be a good place to be, in the Golan Heights. Great place for U.S. troops. So this looks like it's going to be the new job one of the U.S. military. And when they advertise, "Be all you can be," I guess they mean peacekeepers. Russian subs. Did anybody see peace on Russian subs? Holy mackerel. Now, we were supposedly at peace with the Russians. As a matter of fact, I believe Boris calls Bill his friend. Now, the Cold War is supposedly over. But for some reason, Russian subs, now ostensibly quieter than our subs, are shadowing all kinds of U.S. assets. Dangerously close. We've got one Russian nuclear submarine off Bangor, Washington, right now, doing its spy work. In June, near Georgia, Russian subs were seen patrolling very sensitive areas. In late August, a Russian sub trailed the carrier America in the mid-Atlantic. The carrier Lincoln had a very close brush with a Russian sub near Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. And these are supposed to be our friends. U.S. officials have demanded some sort of explanation. It is not clear exactly what we're going to do if it is not forthcoming. But we have demanded it. From Scott in Butte Creek, there, if there was any doubt that a Cold War is still on, NBC's story tonight on the Russian subs ought to dispel it. The Russian military and our own leaders know that the platonic relationship between our two nations is delicate at best. The admirals on both sides know in reality they could be fighting each other in a heartbeat. Not to train for that possibility would be a dereliction of duty and just plain stupid. The scary thing is that our government is acting surprised that the Russians are still preparing for battle with us. That proves to me that we are more naive than I thought. Scott. Scott, I never doubted it for a second. This administration particularly, I believe, is rather naive. And so, as I've said in the past, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but not really, we had better keep our plutonium dry. That would be a modern twist on an old metaphor, I suppose. We'll be right back.